ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text 12. Correct? Bhadrashvam ketumalam cha bharatam kottaran kurum kim purushatini varshani vijitya jagre balim. Please repeat. Bhadrashvam ketumalam cha
bhadrashvam ketumalam
भारतं चोत्तरान् कुरुम किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जघ्रे बलिम्। भद्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरान् कुरुम किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जघ्रे बलिम्। भद्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरान् कुरून् किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जघ्रे बलिम्। भद्राश्वं केतुमालं च भारतं चोत्तरान् कुरुम् किं पुरुषादीनि वर्षाणि विजित्य जघ्रे बलिम्। Matajis.
Vijitya Jagre Balim.
Badrashvam, Badrashva, Ketumalam, Ketumala, Cha, also, Bharatam, Bharata, Cha, and Uttaran, the northern countries, Kurun, the kingdom of the Kuru dynasty, Kim Purusha Agini, a country beyond the northern side of the Himalayas, Varshadi, parts of the earth planet, Vijitya, conquering, Jagre, exacted, Balim, strength. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Maharaja Parikshit then conquered all parts of the earthly planet. Badrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the northern Kuru, Kimpurusha, etc. and exacted tributes from their respective rulers. Purport, Badrashva, it is a tract of land near Meru Parvata, and it expands from Gandhamadhana Parvata to the saltwater ocean. There is a description of this Varsha in the Mahabharata Bhishma Parva. The description was narrated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Yudhishthira also conquered this Varsha, and thus the province was included within the jurisdiction of his empire. Maharaja Parikshit was formally declared to be the emperor of all lands, ruled by his grandfather. But still he had to establish his supremacy while he was out of his capital to exact tribute from such states. Ketumala. The earth planet is divided into seven dvipas by seven oceans, and the central dvipa called Jambudvipa is divided into nine varshas or parts by eight huge mountains. Bharata Varsha is one of the above mentioned nine varshas, and Ketumala is also described as one of the above varshas. It is said that in Ketumala Varsha, women are the most beautiful. This Varsha was conquered by Arjuna also. A description of this part of the world is available in the Mahabharata. It is said that this part of the world is situated on the western side of the Meru Parvata, and inhabitants of this province used to live up to 10,000 years in Bhishma Parvasha. It's mentioned. Human beings living in this part of the globe are of golden color, and the women resemble the angels of heaven. The inhabitants are free from all kinds of diseases and grief. Bharata Varsha, the part of the world, is also one of the nine Varshas of the Jambudvipa. A description of Bharata Varsha is given in the Mahabharata Bhishma Parva. In the center of Jambudvipa is Ilavrata Varsha. The south of Ilavrata Varsha is Hari Varsha. The description of these Varshas is given in the Mahabharata as follows. Nagaramscha vanamschaiva nadischa vimalodakah purushan devakalpamscha narischa priyadarshanah adrishta purvan subhagan sadadarsha dhananjayah sadanani cha subhrani narischapsarasam nibhah. It is mentioned here that the women in both these Varshas are beautiful, and some of them are equal to the apsaras or heavenly women. Uttara Kuru. According to Vedic geography, the northernmost portion of Jambudvipa is called Uttara Kuru Varsha. It is surrounded by the salt water ocean from three sides and divided by Shringavan mountain from the Hiranmaya Varsha. Kimpurusha Varsha. It is stated to be situated north of the great Himalaya mountain, which is 80,000 miles in length and height, and which covers 16,000 miles in width. These parts of the world were also conquered by Arjuna. The Kimpurushas are descendants of a daughter of Daksha. When Maharaj Yudhishthira performed a horse sacrifice yajna, the inhabitants of these countries were also present to take part in the festival, and they paid tributes to the emperor. This part of the world is called Kimpurusha Varsha, or sometimes the Himalayan provinces, Himavati. It is said that Shukadeva Goswami was born in these Himalayan provinces and that he came to Bharatavarsha after crossing the Himalayan countries. In other words, Maharaj Parikshit conquered all the world. He conquered all the continents, adjoining all the seas and oceans in all directions, namely the eastern, western, northern and southern parts of the world. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunbalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminithi Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine. Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminithi Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradayine Gaurakata Damadaya Nagaratramatharine. This chapter is entitled How Parikshit Received This Age of Kali. And here we are reading about the glories of Parikshit and the vastness of the area that he ruled. It means he was the emperor of the whole world. And you get a little glimpse into what the whole world means from reading this. I'm sure these are not the places Narendra Modi is visiting in his regular visit to all the world. When he takes an all-world ticket, he is not going to Kim Purusha Loka. He is not going to Uttarakashi, Uttarakarshi and all these places. You can know how the span of what the world means is reduced to. You simply don't have a conception about those places. You don't even know about those places. You don't bother about going to those places. But these are the places that were ruled by Yudhishthira Maharaj and in succession coming in parampara, great Rajarishi like Parikshit Maharaj. And we can see the size and span. And it's mentioned he was going on a horse. It says in the shloka before that he yoked his horses. They were black and he had a flag that had lion on it. And he traveled to all his areas. Now how did he go on his horse to these places? We sure cannot go by flight even to certain places which we know exist in this world. How did he go? So that is why in our Kali Yuga consciousness is very difficult to understand these dimensions. I am not going to go into great detail in this short class for half an hour about Kim Purusha Loka and beautiful women there, etc., etc., which we shall aside for another occasion. But the point is that the expanse, huge, and only a person who is very huge in his heart and has got very huge bhakti for Krishna can rule like that. It's very simple. The more narrow you become, the more you become oriented towards promoting yourself, you cannot even see these places. What to speak of ruling them? And you try as much to rule people, they will not listen to you. Now, the leaders nowadays have great problem with subordinates, especially because it's Kali Yuga. And the leader is also like a Kali Yuga leader. He doesn't have qualities like mentioned of Parikshit Maharaj. And therefore his expanse will not be too much. He may be to some extent dharmic with great effort. With great effort he may try to be a little dharmic. That is why you can see that real rulers will come out of the Hare Krishna movement in the future. Because that is real dharma. Propagating Lord Chaitanya's teachings, chanting the holy name and making everybody do it, make them automatically qualified and expansive in the heart to understand how people should be led, how they should be ruled, so that they will be benefited. Not that how they should be ruled so that I will be benefited. It's completely 180 degrees. To turn this 180 degrees will take a long time. But Prabhupada predicted that in the future there will be leaders from Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, and its affiliations and followings and everything, who will know the real stuff about life, who will actually help people, who will give them information about God, about Krishna, and make them devotees. And in this way, naturally people will become subordinate to them. It is natural subordination. It's not that I am ruling you. That happens only when people don't listen to dharma. Then you need to use force. But for civilized people who understand Shastra, who understand God, who understand instructions of God, they will naturally subordinate themselves to anybody who speaks instructions of God. Because it is for their benefit. They have got intelligence to understand that. Right? By Krishna awakening that intelligence in them. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. So they would follow a devotee who is a leader. And they will be happy to be led by that devotee. Right? So naturally a devotee will become a leader. Actually, only a devotee can be a leader. Parikshit Maharaj is a devotee, therefore he is a leader king. And all the great brahmanas who knew the facts of life, who knew the shastra, who knew everything, were supporting Parikshit Maharaj. You have a kshatriya spirit, you rule, we'll advise you how to do what. And Parikshit Maharaj is not simply a ruler alone, with nobody checking him, no controls over him. No, he had his council of people who were his advisors, brahmanas, very powerful people, more powerful than Parikshit Maharaj, actually more powerful than Parikshit in terms of their devotion, understanding, everything. But they don't want any position. They want to advise Parikshit, rule like this, this is good for the welfare of people. And Parikshit knows, they know, and I should ask them, and I should do according to them. This is how a leader rules. It's not that he's independent. Then you become a dictator and you do all sorts of things which are wrong. And you may even know the Shastra and you may do wrong. Confirmed. That's a Mahavakya. You may know the Shastra and do wrong. You need association of persons around you who tell you what is right, what is wrong as per the Shastra. And you are inspired to do for the people. This is what is proper ruling. Sashan, ruling. Means not that I am independent, I can enjoy what I want, and I take money from the people, I, you know, don't care for them, I enjoy, because I am the ruler. Because I am the ruler. This is a demoniac mentality. A person who is a leader is a servant of everybody. That is his first attitude. I serve everybody so that they become Krishna conscious, go back to Godhead. That's the greatest service I can do for them. Even if he does not do other types of material services, which he should do, but if he directs them towards this alone, he becomes a leader. You see? You see, one of the Alvar's pastimes, in that there is a glorification of a temple. What is it? Sonnavanna Perumal. There is a place, I forget. Very long back I heard this story. I went to the temple also. In that temple was a great devotee, priest. If I remember vaguely the story, and his son was trained by him, and he was a powerful, educated scholar, the son, very young boy. And he started writing poetries about the Lord. The Lord in Shayana form, sleeping on Anantasesha. Beautiful form of the Lord. And he would come in front of the Lord, and he heard so much about the Lord from his father, and he is worshipping the Lord. His father is a priest. And he hears this, and he feelingly crying, he composes this beautiful verses, poetry. So nice. And the boy becomes famous, well known. Word comes to the king. King calls the boy. Those days, calls the boy. And he says, I heard that your poetry, I want to hear the poetry. So he recites about the Lord. King becomes very thrilled. So wonderful poetry. He tells him, write a poetry about me. And the boy instantly says, no, I write poetry only about the Supreme Lord. King becomes very disturbed, very angry. The chota payan, small boy. But he thought, no, poetry is meant to be written about the Lord only. He's trained like that. He didn't even write a poetry about his father who's a priest. He didn't write about anybody else. So he said, no, I write only about the Supreme Lord. The king got, I give you 1 week. You write and bring. He said, no, I cannot write. Please excuse me. My pen will not move. My thoughts don't move like that. So he's a devotee. And king, okay, you're very great, you're a servant of this thing, you're doing good for everything, but right now, that's how I feel. So after 1 week, he didn't submit a poem, so he said, you're banished from my kingdom. Get out. Because you don't listen to the king. What will people think? I gave an order and you don't listen to it. What will happen to me? But what to do? You gave such an order that need not be followed. Unfortunately, so the boy said, and the boy's father became sad, and the boy is, you know, just a devotee. So the boy very attached to his father, father very attached to him. So they said, if you go, I have also to go with you, the father said. And they both came in front of the Lord, and they prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, we perform service to you in great sincerity, with great love and devotion to you. We are forced to be separated from you. We are forced to be separated from you by the order of the king. We must listen to the king. We cannot deny the king's instructions. So we are forced to go. Please, we came to take leave of you. Then the Lord spoke. They went to pay obeisances. The Lord spoke, my dear devotee, I am very pleased with your service. And I always desire your association. If you go away from here, how is it possible for me to stay here without your service? So banning you, banishing you means banishing me also. I also will come with you. And the Lord got up, and it's mentioned he rolled his mat. The mat is Anandasesh. He rolled his mat and put under his arms. And then he said, let us go. And they all three left the country. He went, the Lord went with his mat, Anandasesh said, and the father, the priest and the son, they all kept talking to each other and they left the place. They were describing the Lord's glories, the son is describing and the Lord is enjoying it and is describing the glories of his devotees, and the devotees are describing the glories of the Lord. Both of them talking to each other. They don't need anybody. They don't need palace. They don't need temple. They are just, Lord needs his devotees. Devotees need the Lord. Sari, vella posuninga, vella posuninga. We're going. They left. They left the country. Then everybody came to the temple. Where is the Lord? Summa bare. On the altar, nobody is there. What happened? Then everybody came to know. Some people said, the Lord went to them. I saw them going. Everybody, many people saw them leaving. They left the country. They left the place. And the Maharaja came to know about it. He said, my gosh, what did I do? Then he was wondering what to do. And the ministers told him, I think you goofed it. A dumb, made a big blunder. Without the king was actually a nice person. Just a little something happened to him. He felt something. And then it led to anger, false ego, everything. Finally, he did something wrong. You know, dhyayato vishayan pumsa. He went down that ladder. So what to do now? They both left. They all three left somewhere. They are having a good time. They went to the forest. They put a camp and they are sitting and they are talking. The Lord is with them and they are discussing many things. They are very happy because Lord is with them. What is a problem for anything? There's no problem for anything. In this place, famine, drought, no rain. All these things started and the place became completely vacant. No water to drink. And people became ravished by hunger. No crops. All sorts of crazy things happened. Then the king and the brahmanas and all the people in the country went all the way to the forest. Told the Lord, met the devotee, paid obeisances to that boy. And paid obeisances to the Lord and the priest and said, please come back. We made a very big mistake. I made a very big mistake. And he invited the Lord back. So invite Lord, I'll come back. The Lord came back. The devotee came back, still talking about Lord and pastimes and everything, came back. This is the meaning of ruling. The real ruler is the Lord. When the devotee is surrendered to the Lord, he represents the Lord. That's why he is called Naradeva. The king is called Naradeva. He is called Man King. Lord, in the form of a human being itself, he is the ruler. That's why we respect the king. We respect the Brahmana. We respect, culture of respect is there in all levels. That's most important. So Parikshit Maharaj is respected by everybody. Ketumala Varsha, in Bharata Varsha, in all these different places, Kim Purusha Varsha, everywhere. He's respected. Not because he's got power, money and all that, materially. No, he's a representative of the Lord. He's been chosen by the Lord. And we must respect him. Because by respecting him, we are respecting the Lord. By this person not respecting the devotee of the Lord, that small boy, the Lord said, I am disrespected. If you are not respected, I'll also come off. Banishing you is like banishing me. So this person doesn't want me here, I go. So if you don't respect the Lord, you don't respect his representative. Or you don't respect the representative, you don't respect the Lord. Vice versa. They're true. So getting respect, which Parikshit Maharaj went all over to exact tributes. Tributes means not only taxes. Jai Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramai Ki. Tribute means not just taxes. Give money. No. I need your money. Why? I need your money to look after you. And the returns I give are far, far greater than what you give me. But it's your duty to render taxes to me and respect me. And that respect and the taxes that I exact from you, I return it in form of security. I return it in form of facility to go back to Godhead for you. I protect you from any other influences around. This is what I give you as a king. And that is a great responsibility for me. I direct you properly. Why? If I don't, 1/6 of the karma of the praja falls on my head. If you do something wrong, 1/6 of it comes on my head. And imagine a whole country of lakhs and lakhs of people. 1/6 of each person's karma is enough to drown you in hell forever. You better lead them properly. So responsibility doesn't mean I occupy the nice seat here, great asana, I get worship, I do that, I do this, I get power, money, I can have sense gratification, I can do everything together. You are wrong. You don't understand. You have a very silly, stupid, minuscule understanding of what that responsibility means. Right? You will become completely demolished if you don't execute your responsibility. If you don't execute your responsibility. So there are lots of stories in the Mahabharata that says, talks about people who were even rishis and sages who didn't execute the responsibility for their disciples properly and who were completely finished. It's not easy to accept responsibility and not execute it and just enjoy the fringe benefits that come from it. That is very cheap and low class. Parikshit Maharaj was not such a cheap low-class ruler, just interested in traveling everywhere.
He's not interested in just traveling everywhere. Why? Because I am the head. He went and I gave assurance, protect you from anything that comes to you. You just have to say, call my name out and I'll be there. Day, night, anytime I'll be there. It's my duty. That's the meaning of a Kshatriya. Kshatriya spirit is I protect. Kshat means hurt. Kshatriya means one who liberates you from hurt, getting hurt. So Arjuna, he showed how he protected, he kept up his promise, willing to die in the fire because I'm not able to keep up my promise. And then Krishna came and said, don't worry, I will help you to keep up your Kshatriya vow. And with Krishna's help did. So they all know that only by the Lord's mercy are we able to do our service. That also they know. Similarly, in the Krishna consciousness movement, leadership does not mean just occupying a position and getting a title. It doesn't matter whether you're a title or not. A person can naturally become a leader simply by executing the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada correctly. You become naturally a leader. Don't need to have any title position. Right? Since you give people Krishna consciousness, give them direction, give them clear instruction and be an example and follow these instructions to the best possible extent. Then people know this person I want to follow because he follows Prabhupada's instructions. Right? That is natural leadership. We don't need to do anything. We need to strictly be follower, Prabhupada said. Just be strict follower of Guru's instructions. Then naturally you become guru. Naturally you become leader. Our aim in life is not to become guru. Our aim in life is to become a servant of Krishna. Jivere Surupu Hoi Krishnere Nitya Das. Therefore, a devotee simply tries to be a servant. Externally, he becomes accepted as a leader. That is not his business. He's not bothered about it. He simply tries to become a pure servant. That's all his internal desire and endeavor is to become a pure servant of Krishna. Tvat brithya brithya paricharaka brithasya brithya itimam smaralokanath. My dear Lord, if I am understood by you as being a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of your devotees, then my madjanmanah phalamidam madukaitabare. Mat prarthaniya mat anugraha evasha. I will consider my life to be very successful if you think I am a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Then my life is successful. I am not asking that you should think I am your devotee. I am asking that you should think I am a devotee's 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 devotee. Then I consider my life to be successful. So when a devotee has that meditation in his heart, automatically, externally, in the material plane, he'll become accepted as a leader. It is a byproduct of one's devotion to Krishna and one's service attitude internally. External leadership, which is a byproduct of the internal servitorship that one accepts and cherishes. Praharshayishyami sanatana jivitam. See Yamanacharya's famous shloka with Prabhupada quoted that, my dear Lord, I am your servant, Kinkara. And when will the day come when I will derive great pleasure? Praharshayishyami sanata jivitam. That such a master I have, sanat, such a master like you I have, and such happiness I have in serving a master like you, in being a servant of a master like you. When will that position come to me? This is the highest position that a devotee wants. He greatly enjoys being a servant of the Lord because that is great enjoyment for the soul originally. That is what even the Lord desires. That's why he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To relish devotional service. to relish the mood of his greatest of servants. So there is great chance for the conditioned souls to relish that in Lord Chaitanya's movement very easily. And then automatically, externally, they may become leaders. That is a service that they do to the society. But internally, they culture great servitorship. That is the hankering. How will I always be a servant of the servant? How will I always be a servant of Vaishnavas? Tandera charana seve bhaktasanevas janame janame ho ye abhilash. That only by serving the Lord's servants can a person achieve favor of the Lord. So devotional service, which you think here externally description of Parikshit Maharaj, his devotional service, he's going on a horse with arms and everything. This is devotional service. If you do not know his heart, you cannot understand what he's doing externally. Oh, you'll think he is also having good fun. He's having power, horses, black horses, lion flag. I also want to put that. You be just a hollow person. Prashad Sikarastopi Kaka Kim Garudayate. Even the Kaka, the crow thought, why Garuda alone is sitting in the stamba on the top, beautiful stamba made of gold. I also want to sit there. So he also sat there and did Kaka on top of the Garuda stamba. Sikarastopi Kaka Kim. How can the Kaka become Garuda if he simply sits on that stamba alone and does Kaka? Garuda has got qualities. That's why he's on that place. Simply, you cannot simply occupy a position and not have the qualities. So the qualities are generated first and the title comes by itself separately. Even if the title is not there, the person has got value. So in our society, Prabhupada has taught us to first be a gentleman of value from inside. That is Krishna consciousness. Developing yourself internally, then externally it's very easy to rule. That's why Parikshit Maharaj found it very easy to even control Kali. Hey, who are you? Finish you. Kali got afraid of Parikshit Maharaj. And we heard the other day how Haridas Thakur, Maya came to affect Haridas Thakur, and Maya surrendered to Haridas Thakur, and he initiated Maya Devi into chanting of the holy name. So powerful are these people. What to speak of Maya? We are afraid of Maya and we run away, we get affected and all that. Here is Haridas Thakur. Maya sits in front of him, tries to catch him up. She gets defeated, surrenders to Haridas Thakur, and he initiates her, chant Hare Krishna, and walks off. This is the power of chanting the holy name. This is the power of being a devotee in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement by chanting. But we are not doing all this for the sake of getting that power. And that is just a side product. But using that power, a devotee will preach the glories of Krishna. Get many more people into Krishna consciousness. Power is useful. He will use it only in the service of Krishna, like Parikshit Maharaj is doing. Not power for boosting your false ego. That is demoniac. Right? So when we hear descriptions of Parikshit Maharaj's conquest, it is because he is internally conquered. He is a hero of his senses. Therefore, he is able to conquer externally. And Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada conquered the whole world with Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Krishna consciousness. Why? Because he was internally a great king, completely under control, fully Krishna conscious, fully surrendered to the Lord. So these things are very interesting about the character of Parikshit Maharaj. That there is internal conquest before there is external victory. External victory. Before there is external victory, there is internal conquest. And that is more important. So Srila Prabhupada has taught us how to be internal kings first. Become king of your own domain, your mind, your intelligence, your body, everything. Then automatically you'll become king externally. Even though you don't desire it, you do it as a service to the Lord. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.